Well, now we've talked a little bit about open source and that type of thing, which is great because it kind of leads us into some projects that you've started over at Hofstetter.com and AdLib Technology, and wanted to give you an opportunity to tell us all about what you're up to with both of these ventures.
Well, Hofstetter.com is it's a website. Right now it's just one page of text. I mean, you can go there, you can read the text, you can listen to the song. And that's about it. But it's dedicated to becoming a portal for open source products, open source projects for people with disabilities. We're not going to be exclusively blindness, but we'll probably be mostly blindness out of the chute because most of us who are working on it are blind people.
Mm-hmm.
And because we all use JAWS, probably an awful lot of it will be JAWS scripts at the beginning because, well, that's a
well, that's
large
word.
Amount
yeah.
mm-hmm. of the open source stuff that's out there. But we're also dedicated on that site to matching volunteers to projects and finding projects for volunteers and matching mentors to mentees. I don't know what the... somebody who's mentored is a... apprentice, perhaps, or what have you, in the technology field. I mean, 70% of blind people nationwide are unemployed, and the VA has recently released statistics that say 90%, you know, of the soldiers coming home injured and maimed and otherwise disabled from the global war on terrorism are remaining unemployed. So that's an awful lot of people, and it's an awful lot of young people with a lot of energy and a lot of talent who may not have the skills necessary to do the kinds of jobs that people with disabilities can do successfully. I mean, if you were a truck driver before and you're blind now, you're not going to be a truck driver anymore. Because,
sure.
And many of those jobs for people with disabilities have a higher technology demand than other things. So mm-hmm. what we're hoping to do is, and there's a lot of us out there who are real tech savvy, who have some time on our hands, who can answer questions and help bring people along and help point them to pointers. So that's what Hofstetter.com is all about. It's not entirely altruistic. It is a for-profit. It's owned by AdLib Technology. And we will be selling ad space there. I expect, based upon the hit rate we get at Blind Confidential, that just by pointing people from Blind Confidential to Hofstetter.com, its hit rate's going to be pretty, it's probably going to be pretty popular. We're doing some interesting features, one of which I'll actually announce for the first time on Main Menu, an exclusive here for you, Jeff.
Oh, thanks, man. We like those.
We're going to put up the first ever tactile map online system. So right now you can go to Google Maps and you can get directions and you can print a map. Well, the printed map might as well be a blank piece of paper for you or me.
Sure.
Well, we're doing, you can hit a button and emboss a map.
Nice.
And so you can, so not only will it have your specific route from your house to your destination, which will be in the tactile equivalent of bold, you'll be able to inspect the streets that are surrounding and have little icon-like things for your points of interest. So if you want all the coffee shops labeled, you might have a C there, and et cetera. So then you can see which side streets, so maybe you want to rearrange your route or you just want to investigate someplace. So, we're doing that. That's going to be one of the freebies that people can come there and check out. Hope to work with some of the embosser companies on that, and there are some that I'm already talking to about that project. And we expect to do some other free stuff there, too.
That's exciting. Now, I know one of the things that you're working on is a tutorial for Visual Studio.
Yes.
And that's going to be on that site as well, right?
Yes. And that started as a community-based volunteer project that the guys on the blind programming mailing list just kind of started. We said there's no tutorial out there for how to use Visual Studio with the screen reader. And so we set out to write our own. And right now, we're going to put it up in a wiki. And right now, it's not the greatest prose on earth because it hasn't really been edited. It's lots of emails pasted together, but that are organized nicely and with lots of links to other places to get information. And over time, like Wikipedia, we hope that that's going to grow into, you know, all kinds of places, all kinds of bits of information that are useful to somebody who wants to learn about technology with and has a disability. I'm hoping we get some people with hearing impairment and mobility issues and cognitive issues as well to come on board pretty soon and start working on that stuff, because that's really kind of outside the area of its founders, and I don't want to be exclusive to blind people.
Sure.
But yeah, as I said, it's certainly going to have that flavor at the beginning. And in addition to the tutorial, we have a set of scripts which are right now are available on empowermentzone.com, I guess.
Right.
Jamal Mazaru's site.
Mm-hmm.
And which really make JAWS sing with Visual Studio. I mean, it's a pleasure to work with.
Yeah, even the forms designer and things like that are
Support
are made accessible.
It's great. I spend many hours in Visual Studio almost every day now, and these days, because I AdLib technology, developing the products we're doing there, I'm actually programming myself again. I program very slowly, so the many hours is probably because I'm running at about a 25% rate because I use Dragon Dictate, or Dragon Naturally Speaking. God, I'm showing my age. it's Nuance Naturally Speaking now. God, I'm really showing how old I am. to do my programming, and programming with a speech input isn't all the way there yet. I'm told that there's a really great system for Java out there.
Well, that's great. So now, that's a really great transition. Let's talk about what you're doing with AdLib Technology.
AdLib Technology is a company based on the principles of universal design. That's where, you know, and we spoke about that a little earlier. That's where I'm putting my money, is that the future is not blind guy ghetto products, but rather products that work for everybody. You know, so AdLib comes from, you know, the concept of speaking freely. We're doing speech products that have speech input and output, but that are designed for everyone. We like to say that, you know, we're not we don't make software for blind people. We are blind people who make software for everyone. And one of the products we're actually working on right now is a GPS program that you can talk to. So we're actually at 85 miles an hour while you're putting on your makeup, racing to work at the last minute. You can ask, where's the nearest coffee shop? And your car will answer, there's a Krispy Kreme in 6 miles. Do you want directions?
Not anymore in Arizona. They're all gone.
Krispy Kremes?
That's right.
Oh, yeah. You banned the trans fats.
No, we didn't do that. They just all went bankrupt.
Oh no. It was New York that banned
the
trans fats.
New York did that, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, you're the guys. You're the guys who went for gay marriage, but you haven't banned trans fats yet.
That's right.
But I guess the great senator from Arizona, Barry Goldwater, would have said about gay marriage, what the hell has that got to do with government anyway?
Very good. Yes.
But we're doing so. We're working on that. We're working on other products that we'll be showing privately to people at ATIA and publicly in the suites at CSUN this year. And meanwhile, we're working very closely with some mega giant corporations to bring these out to the mainstream population.
So can people find you at adlibtechnology.com? Or?
Not yet. We have, I think if you go to AdLib Technology or AdLib Tech or almost anything AdLib related, you get a under construction page. We're not online yet because we really don't have anything to say. I don't want to drive a whole lot of traffic there yet because, well, if you show up and there's nothing to buy, you're kind of wasting your time, so I don't want to waste anyone's time to drive them to the site and come look at it. I mean, I want them to come to thehofstetter.com and click on that volunteers link and say they want to volunteer, or click on the mentoring link and say that they want to, you know, mentor somebody or be mentored by somebody, or they have a project they want to propose or what have you. Right now, but I said right now it's just a handful of send mail links. By certainly by the first of the year, that's going to be a fully running website. And I expect AdLib should be up somewhere early to mid-February.
Okay, great. And you'll be at CSUN, of course, as you mentioned, showing your wares.
We don't have a booth, but we'll be in some other people's booths. We're working, we have a lot of partnerships.
Yep.
So we have a lot of friends in the business.
Indeed. Okay.
We hope to continue that.
Well, that's great. Well, now, how may people be able to get in touch with you, Chris?
Well, the blindconfidential.blogspot.com blog has a contact me section where it has my Skype and my home phone. I think it has my home phone number or my cell phone number or something, and my email address. And Hofstetter.com has, you can write directly to me there at cdh@hofstetter.com.
Okay.
That's D as in David, between the C and the H from Chris Hofstetter.
Okay.
And, you know, anybody, I mean, I'm listed, so you can call 411 and just ask
look,
me by name in St. Petersburg, Florida.
There you go. Still in St. Petersburg, huh?
Yeah. I learned to fall in love with Florida. As soon as I stopped looking for Boston or New York and started appreciating Florida for what Florida has to offer, I started to love it here. I'm way into kayaking and canoeing and fishing and other outdoor sports, and I'll be out on January 1st with a fly fishing rod in my hands, and I'll catch 100 fish that day. And, well, my friends up in Boston will be getting over their hangovers and followed by, you know, watching football while wrapped in five blankets. So Florida has a lot to offer. I work for the University of Florida part-time at the Department of Occupational Therapy in the Rehabilitation Engineering Resource Center on aging, on technology and successful aging. I work at the Gator Tech Smart House up there.
Mm-hmm.
My wife is very active in various things here in Florida, so we've really grown roots here. We still own our home up in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And I hope to become one of those snowbirds who can have a home.
Ah, there you go.
And a home in the South, and you know, so I can have my mind can be in Boston with MIT and Harvard and all that, and my body and spirit can be in Florida with the fish and the sunshine.
Very nice, very nice. Well, we'll be seeing you at CSUN, and maybe we'll get an opportunity to sit down with you there and get everyone an update as to what's going on with both Hofstetter.com and AdLib Technology. And
really
get people up to date on here on Main Menu, and we'll be looking forward to seeing you there.
Great.
Thanks again, Chris. We really do appreciate your time here on Main Menu this week, and don't be a stranger. Come back and visit us again.
Oh well, you know, anytime you like.
All right, thank you, Chris.
Okay.